Well, UCLA did the research and they found out something that's very interesting. The new game in town is a new thing called interferon. It sells for $22 billion a pint. And the worst form of cancer they can cure. They found out that you can make it best by injecting an infection into a mouse, his brains. But then they found out that the interferon that's made from mice can only be used for mice, that's made from dogs can only be used from dogs, that's made from humans can only be used for humans. And this is where UCLA comes in. UCLA did the research and found out the best interferon that you can make on this planet for humans have sickle cell in the blood. Now they got you black folks believing something's wrong with sickle cell. It's not. Sickle cell anemia is something wrong with. Sickle cell is what all non-white folks is born with in our cells to protect us against malaria. Sickle cell anemia comes from that old ratty garbage diet that you eat. Now, the best interferon comes from blood with sickle cell in it. And you take the needle and you draw it out the head of the penis of little bitty boys from the age of 5 to 17. That's the pattern in Atlanta. $22 billion a pint? No, I bet one day and the truth come out, and the truth gonna come out on this one because it's enough people praying. It's enough people that's serious about this. Then you find out it had nothing to do with race, got something to do with greed. And if the best interferon could be made from 35-year-old redhead white women, they'd be snatching them. And I will never believe that those two children are getting snatched. I think some way, the same way you do with that remote control, you just push a button and the channel change, you know damn good and well, they got all kind of stuff they can aim at you and follow up your thought pattern and make you follow energy wave, and everybody's looking for someone to be grabbed. And this government right now then probably already programmed who's gonna take the blame for it when the heat get too hot. And Sammy Davis, he's a wonderful human being, and I don't say that facetious. I really like him and love him. Frank Sinatra, well. And how you black folks can sit idly by and let them niggas that run that government down there tell us and the whole world that they got to bring a nigga and a white boy in to do a benefit to raise some money for the investigation for what's happening to them children? Hey, during the 60s, when they was outraged over the riots in the black community, they ain't never had to do no benefit to raise no money to pay the police overtime or to widen the streets so they can get them damn tanks through there. That came out the tax money. How come the investigation money that we need to find out what's happening down there can't come out the tax base?